The Stars Across Tennessee. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
I know right from the beginning they've been one of our biggest supporters, and even now.
For the past few days, the Stars of the Tennessee FFA have been traveling the state, meeting with sponsors and stakeholders to show their thanks for supporting this great youth organization. The Star Farmer, the Star in Agribusiness, Star in Agriscience, Star in Ag Placement, and the Star Green Hand were just selected last month at their state convention in Gatlinburg. At their stop at the Farm Bureau headquarters in Columbia, Harrison Falkowski of the Stewart's Creek chapter was named the Star in Agriscience. He was also selected as the new state president, and he says having Farm Bureau support in their 100th year means everything.
They've always been one of the biggest voices for agriculture over the course of the past 100 years, and so without Farm Bureau, FFA would not be possible, 100 years in agriculture would not be possible, and we wouldn't be the country we are today without Farm Bureau.
Abigail Burney of the Page FFA chapter was named this year's Star Green Hand, and she's thankful for having Farm Bureau support, especially in their 100th year.
It really shows how persistent y'all have been with the cooperation and that it's not just an insurance company. It's really there for, you know, the farmers and especially the FFA, and so I really appreciate that. I know that my fellow Stars also really appreciate that, and so 100 years is such an amazing accomplishment.
The Star Farmer of Tennessee is Jacob Bale of the Dyersburg FFA chapter, and he says having Farm Bureau support the FFA and our farmers across the state is something that doesn't go unnoticed, and their 100th year is a testament to that.
Farming's been around for centuries, you know, and like having a program like Farm Bureau to kind of help, you know, fund the Stars like how we've been doing this week, I mean, it's a blessing. I'm sure y'all helped fund FFA whenever it first started up. I mean, y'all weren't 5 years old then, and without that, who knows, FFA might not have been around without Farm Bureau.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.